Support for this podcast and the following message come from Allianz Travel Insurance. A travel delay can cost you more than just time. Learn why 70 million American travelers protect their trips with Allianz Travel Insurance. Get a quote at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.
Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. The Senate Sunday moved one step closer to passing a $95.3 billion foreign aid bill that includes money for Ukraine and Israel, with a key vote that advanced the legislation. Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says the aid is important to help in the fight against the world's bullies.
The Russian despot trying to conquer Ukraine also wants to see America weakened. The Chinese autocrat hoping to subjugate Taiwan also wants to consign American leadership to history.
A final vote on the bill, however, could take days as Republican Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky works to slow the process. Officials in Ukraine, meanwhile, say Russian forces launched 45 drones on Sunday during a 5.5-hour barrage that targeted regions across the country. Ukraine's Air Force says it shot down at least 40 of the Iranian-made drones. The attacks were aimed at agricultural facilities, along with coastal infrastructure. Several people were injured in the attacks, but there have been no reports of deaths. The U.S.'s European allies are expressing outrage about Donald Trump's statement that if he becomes president again, he'll allow Russia to attack those countries which haven't met NATO defense spending targets. From Brussels, Terry Schultz reports that Trump's comments provoked an unusually sharp rejection from NATO.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg usually refrains from commenting on domestic political campaigns in the alliance's member countries. But Trump's remarks, saying the U.S. under his leadership would not support allies and would even encourage Russian attacks, compelled Stoltenberg to insist, quote, any attack on NATO will be met with a united and forceful response. Former NATO official Edward Hunter Christie says Trump's comments have created what he calls a major emotional shock in Europe.
People see the war in Ukraine. Cities turn to rubble, air raids every night, war crimes, massacres of civilians. That is what Russia doing whatever it wants means.
Stoltenberg's statement says he expects the U.S. commitment to NATO to remain steadfast. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
The Texas GOP has censured Republican Texas House Speaker Dade Phelan. Texas Public Radio's Jerry Clayton has more.
The action was taken over Phelan's facilitation of the impeachment of Attorney General Ken Paxton, along with Phelan's appointments of Democrats to chair committees. The resolution overwhelmingly passed by a 55-4 margin Saturday afternoon. The Texas GOP has been fractured over several issues, including Paxton's impeachment and the failure of Texas lawmakers to pass a school voucher program, which Governor Greg Abbott has pushed. Phelan has criticized many Texas Republicans for promoting policies that he says promote anti-Semitism and racism. The Texas GOP censured U.S. Senator Tony Gonzalez last year for his votes on same-sex marriage and gun legislation. I'm Jerry Clayton in San Antonio.
And you're listening to NPR News. The Kansas City Chiefs have won the Super Bowl, defeating the San Francisco 49ers 25-22 in overtime. As Steve Futterman reports from Las Vegas, the win gives quarterback Patrick Mahomes a third championship ring and places him among other NFL greats.
The Kansas City Chiefs win their second straight Super Bowl and their third in the last five seasons. The Chiefs had to do it in overtime. The game was tied 19-19 after regulation. San Francisco had the first possession in the overtime. The 49ers had to settle for a field goal, and that left the door open for Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. He led the Chiefs down the field. The eventual Super Bowl winning touchdown coming on a 3-yard Mahomes pass. For NPR News, I'm Steve Futterman at the Super Bowl in Las Vegas.
Police in Houston say a woman wearing a trench coat opened fire with a long gun inside celebrity pastor Joel Osteen's church on Sunday. The woman was killed by two off-duty police officers, and a 5-year-old boy who was with her was also shot and is in critical condition. A 57-year-old man was also hurt in the gunfire. Osteen says the church family is devastated by that shooting. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is back in the hospital following symptoms that could indicate a bladder issue. Austin was taken to Walter Reed Hospital Sunday afternoon. He sparked controversy earlier this year when he was hospitalized for days following complications from prostate surgery, but he did not tell key administration officials at the time where he was. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.
Support for NPR and the following message come from Bombas. Bombas makes absurdly soft socks, underwear, and T-shirts. And for every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness. Get 20% off your first purchase at bombas.com/NPR and use code NPR.